Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Is it draft edition this morning?
Yes, it is. It's a draft edition. Because, I mean, let's face it, what else was on yesterday?
Nothing.
What other news could possibly trump everything that we wanted to talk about today?
Yeah, that's very true.
So I decided to throw up some of the highlights.
All right, here we go.
From the draft-a-thon. And we're going beyond the picks, beyond, selections made.
I am ready.
The good of the day was Mike Vrabel's house seems to be the place to be on draft day.
Party Central.
From the freeze that you called it this morning before we even jumped on air.
That's right.
That guy looked like the freeze. I'm saying the freeze standing in view of the TV like a Roman statue the entire time.
Yep.
To a great red-haired mullet.
I wanted to take a picture of that and post it, but I was afraid those were his kids in real life.
Oh, I'm certain those are his kids in real life. I think they all did this on purpose.
I'm sure they were, but
you need to just, if you're out there and you have access to a computer, just, go to Google, go to Twitter, whatever, Mike Vrabel's house. Apparently, it's an open door or open bathroom door policy in that house.
Well, yeah, you have to make sure somebody's in there.
I mean, I don't know if they did this on purpose. I'm assuming everything was done on purpose. That they were just going to be goofballs. Vrabel probably sat there and said, well, this is going to be my war room because this is where I get the best internet. But there's no frills in here whatsoever, so I'm going to need you guys to step it up.
Well, let's explain the open bathroom thing first. So for those who didn't know, that you could see that there was somebody
behind the Roman statue frieze. There's in the next room over, it looks like it's a wall of mirrors. I mean, first it looked like it was a wall of windows, but if you look closely, it's a wall of mirrors. And the reflection of the mirror at several points, but there's one point in particular, you can see someone clearly sitting down, pants around the ankles.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. No, I agree. I think the Vrabel said, look, they want a camera in here. Let's give them a show. Let's just do it. Let's give them a show.
Or it's not, I'm looking at it right now. It's not mirrors. It looks like a china cabinet where you can see the reflection.
Reflection, okay.
But it's just bizarre because, this guy is clearly going to the bathroom and no one's noticed. But it looks like at one point the Mr. Freeze guys realizes that that might be in the camera shot because he's kind of giggling and looking back at it, but he's not really doing anything to block it.
That's awesome. Honey, where is my super suit? That was great. That had to have been Vrabel's family going, look, this is ridiculous. Get cameras. We're just going to.
Yeah.
There's only one time we're going to be in our house with cameras on the NFL draft for a worldwide audience. We're going to showcase.
You said, honey, was my super. That's not Freeze. It's Frozone.
Frozone, yeah.
Frozone, not Freeze. I was thinking Freeze, the guy who runs around Milwaukee, the ballpark.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hey, it kind of looks like him, too.
Yeah, but I thought it was Frozone.
Frozone.
Yeah.
That's maybe.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe they are just all a superhero family.
The mullet kid was hilarious. I mean, just, he's got this just deadpan look into the camera.
Yeah.
Like it's Deliverance or something. I mean, he's just like, staring.
Well, at one point, the picture was frozen, and, people are talking. I think, and I wasn't really listening too well, and I'm like, are they just standing that way on purpose right now? Purposely not moving?
Oh, the video
moving?
Was frozen? I thought that they were doing.
No. They were doing that as well, but at one point, it was frozen, but you couldn't tell that it was frozen because they had been standing that way for a while.
Yeah, okay. I thought that was, I was like, boy, they're really hamming this up.
Yeah, oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, good stuff, Vrabels.
Yeah, thanks for providing that. And, I got to give a shout-out to Mike Zimmer, by the way, for having the most Minnesota house I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, that was true. Good point. I forgot about that. Yeah that was pretty good.
The gigantic
fireplace.
Elk.
Yeah, and the elk, too, yeah!
I mean, that was screaming Minnesota all day long.
Very much. They were like, well, the Charger guy has a surfboard. We've got a big elk and fireplace.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was well done. Oh, very good. Any other goods from yesterday? Before we get to the bad?
You know what I like watching? The appreciations. of when these kids, you know, I mean, we haven't brought it up yet, and it's too sappy maybe to even talk about. But I love seeing these grown men cry. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know, just realizing that
you're very sentimental. I like
am.
That about you.
I am. You know,
I'm very like, yeah, I've gone.
I would like to sit there and say, I wonder what that would feel like. You know, you finally realize your dream, and you know, to have someone say, "Hey, you're coming." I mean, you know, with the exception of say Joe Burrow, Chase Young, you knew you were going to get picked, but some of these guys had no clue. And the one that sticks out in my mind is Cesar Ruiz.
Oh yeah, Cesar Ruiz. Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
He was just.
But
he
did everybody have
himself.
A tragic story? Yeah, attached you know,
can we not have that, please?
It seemed like every pick, Trey Wingo was like, and this is a very special pick because his entire family was wiped out by a tornado when he was 3 years old and he was the only survivor. All right. Oh, it was always some really sad story attached
every
to
single
their
time.
Level of success. You know, because by the way, they're never going to go, and this kid grew up in a very affluent area of Houston and had all the best trainers that money could buy as his parents paved his way through private school to private school to get to make sure he landed here in the NFL draft.
Which leads me to another point. Do some of these guys already have their next house?
Well, that... How many nice houses did we see from the guys?
Yeah, from
like mom, dad. I just bought you a house with my endorsement bonus I signed as soon as college football ended.
Didn't it feel that way? Because some of them looked like brand new, you know, paint still wet on the walls.
I saw movie rooms. I saw elaborate game rooms. I saw dining rooms that would make you think the president was arriving. I saw China cabinets.
So I'm not the only one. That's why I just want to make sure. I wasn't the only one thinking that.
I saw patios that made you look like it was at a resort. Right? I was like,
wow. You hear these hardship stories. She was a single mom raising 8 kids.
Right.
You know, working 3 jobs. And then you look at her house and you're like, whoa, wait. You know, he hasn't got the check yet, has he?
Right.
Or can we just go and say, hey, this money's coming, trust me?
Yeah, did Nike come in and go, we know you're going to go in round one, so here's the money, that we, you know, and they're like, great. We're here, it's going to be on, they're going to be out of my house, so we're better buy a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, so. And, oh, really, really quick, because Eton brought this up on Twitter. How many times did you see a party and count the amount of people that were in
there?
Yeah. Like, I went 1, 2, 3. Oh, they've got 9 people there.
Yeah, they're
wow.
pushing it.
Yeah.
You know.
Tua looked like he had his entire immediate family.
Not on camera. He was smart.
Yeah, but there was one shot. They had him, his parents, there were a couple of other adults, 2 other guys in the background. One was in the kitchen.
Well, you have to know Hawaiian lifestyle. That's normal.
Yeah, but they were in Alabama.
You have all the family. You still bring all the aunties and uncles move out there.
I guess everybody flew out to Alabama.
That's right. They're quarantining in Alabama.
They were in Trustville, Alabama. Well, that's still
a
nice house.
Yeah, I can tell. I first saw that house. I'm like, I wonder if he's going to be in Hawaii. It's dark outside. Nope, he's not there.
Nope, he's in Alabama.
All
right, what is...
Well, we actually have 2 bads of the day.
Right.
First one, I'll get to the most obvious bad of the day, but the first one's going to go to Isaiah Wilson's mother.
Okay.
Because clearly last night when watching the video, I don't think Isaiah Wilson's mom likes Isaiah's girlfriend.
I saw this. She kind of shooed her away.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Isaiah Wilson gets chosen, you know, and obviously he's on the phone. Tears are streaming a little bit. Girlfriend kind of is like sitting next to him and kind of gives that hug where she's more on top of him. And you can see Isaiah's mom. I'm assuming it's Isaiah's mom. Pick her up. I mean, literally pick her up and toss her to a side and just be like, no, you're not in this shot. This is my boy's shot because you're not going to be around that too much longer. That was the feeling I was getting.
Hey, let me tell you something. That's a smart mother right there.
That is a smart mother.
That is a smart mother to realize, hey, wait a minute. This moment is not going to be about you. All right. We are not going to be watching this video 20 years from now, 30 years from now, and you are going to be the centerpiece of this video.
We don't know about you, floozy.
That's right. We don't know anything about you and your desires here. Like you said, you might be out of the picture soon. He's an NFL first-round draft pick, so your days might be numbered. And we're not going to look back and go, who's that girl again you were dating back in 2020? Oh, yeah, that was Carolyn. She just looked crazy. Yeah, you got rid of her quick, but she's in every single photograph of your moment.
Yep.
That brings up an interesting question. Like, it's like you don't think that there would be like these – ways you would want it to look. But if you're trying to capture the moment of your child's dream coming true, you do need to make sure that it has the right image that will go the test of time.
You know, you want the family nearby. You want mom and dad giving the first hugs and things like that.
Yeah, you don't want just some girlfriend that he's not that committed to.
We don't know if you're going to be there 2 years from now, 3 years from now, when my boy is off doing his NFL thing.
Yeah.
The second bat of the day, obviously, has got to go to CeeDee Lamb. He's got some. He's already done. I guess he's done explaining it and said that it's not what you think it is. But the optics of it look really bad. And if you didn't catch it, CeeDee Lamb is sitting on the couch. He has one phone to his ear, and he's obviously talking to someone, holding another phone in his hand. Girlfriend reaches down to grab that phone, and she does grab the phone out of his hand. It wasn't even half a second before he snatched that phone back.
Oh, yeah, he did. He sent it right back.
Twitter ablaze.
That's another thing, right? Again, be careful. Look, I get it. You're in love with a girl, et cetera, but no. On that special day, she doesn't need to be looking at your phone. She doesn't need to be getting in your business. She doesn't need to be finding out who's calling you. You know what? This is your moment, not hers. She may have enjoyed the journey, but she's not part of the trip.
Yeah.
Right? She doesn't need to be knowing who's on the other end.
And apparently she's Trey Young's ex-girlfriend as well.
Oh, that's even better.
So she's been cleat chasing for a while.
Sure she has. and he probably knew that too.
Yep.
Get your hands off that phone. Give that
coming
to
out
me.
Like, oh, Trey Young went through this and now I'm going through it. Nuh-uh. You're getting tossed to the curb quickly.
Because you don't know if Trey Young's texting him at that moment.
No, very true.
I'm watching on TV, man. You need to make sure you get away.
But I mean, honestly, how many text messages is he getting at that moment?
A thousand.
From different numbers, you know, saying congratulations, saying, hey, this is it. This is, you know, is she going to sit there and question every single one? Like, what does heart mean? From this person.
Right, exactly.
He loves the fact that I got traded that I'm getting picked. What?
I went to a small high school. I have a bunch of numbers in my phones from girls that I went to high school with because we were planning a reunion a couple of years ago and we were all staying in touch and fell apart. But I tell you right now, if I was on TV, a big national moment, I'd be getting all sorts of text messages from people just innocently saying hi. Right? I've been married a long time, so these are just innocent. But if I'm a 19, 20, 21-year-old kid, and I'm getting hearts and text messages because these girls I just recently knew maybe sending me heart messages because I'm now a millionaire.
Maybe a classmate
I don't need to explain any of this.
You know, so is someone you did a school project with.
Right.
Is just texting you like, hey, exactly. You know, good job.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to answer for everything.
No. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. It's not really dumb. I just couldn't find it anywhere on TV. I don't know if you caught it at all, but Rich Eisen was hosting a draft-a-thon.
Did not see that. Did not know. Did not.
I mean, I couldn't find it on TV anywhere. I think it was streaming exclusively online. This is something that they need to have televised. I'm going to play a little quick snippet. This is Tom Brady and Russell Wilson, and this was like a Zoom meeting setup. So you have six squares up there. You have Rich Eisen. And these squares just kept changing. He kept bringing in different people the entire time, different celebrities. So he had Rich Eisen, then Deion Sanders, then Kevin Hart, Michael Strahan, Tom Brady, and Russell Wilson. This is a conversation between Tom Brady and Russell Wilson.
Hey, Russ, why did your wife put you out in the car, man? Can she not let you in the house? Or she stick you out there in that, That's messed up.
You want to know what? Hey, while you've got the zebra print, your little seat there, your lounge chair behind you. I guess that's what happens when you got six rings and you stole one from me, Tom. So listen, I'm in the car because the internet on the West Coast is not working. All right.
No, Malcolm Butler stole that from you there, Russell Wilson. Just reminding you how that went down.
Well, he hasn't had a chance to talk to Malcolm yet.
Yeah,
but
right.
I kept going back to it every once in a while. It was like the 4 hours of just random people being put together having fun conversations like this.
That's kind of cool.
And every once in a while, you know, then Rich Eisen bringing up like, Tom, you know, you're here on behalf of blah, blah, blah charity. Russell, you're out here on behalf of blah, blah, blah charity. Get them, you know, say their charity, why they're on there. Because it was, you know, we all know that the draft was going on, but it was also a telethon to try to raise money.
All right, very good. Yeah,
and
that would have been
fun. I think that should have been shown more on TV. I mean, I know we wanted all the analysis. We wanted the sports part of it all. But this was a fun little adventure every once in a while. And yeah, the stars that they brought on were crazy.
That's cool. That would have been nice. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. That is the draft edition as we clean up on a Friday here on SB Nation Radio.